Ramban continues his discussion of this dream that Yaakov has in the beginning of the parsha, a very lengthy Ramban, probably the longest one that we've covered so far. And he addresses the problem of exactly where Yaakov was at the time of the dream as this is taking place. And the problem that he addresses is as follows. The Ramban holds very clearly that Yitzchak and Rivka lived in Hebron. That's where they were. That's where Yaakov must have departed from in the beginning of his journey. So he started in Hebron. The first place that the Torah tells us that he is leaving Beersheba. He was in he left Beersheba on his way to Haran. At some point he got from Hebron to Haran, excuse me. So he got from Hebron where he started to Beersheba. He ended up in Yerushalayim, clearly by Yifka Bamakom, and he went to sleep somewhere. Somewhere he ends up clearly in Yerushalayim, in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, which he proclaims this is the Shara Shamayim, the Beis Elokim, the gates of heavens, the house of Hashem. And then when he wakes up in the morning, he names the place Beis El, which had been Luz before, which is a separate place, which is not Yerushalayim. So the Ramban addresses, how did he get from Hebron, where he started, to Beersheba, to Yerushalayim, to Beis El, on his way to Haran? What exactly was the order of events that took place? Very lengthy discussion. The problem is that it's in Machlokas Tanayim. There are two opinions stated in the Medrash exactly how this is. There's a third source which discusses this in a Gemara in Chulin, and the Ramban, when he expresses Rashi's opinion, Rashi has a very lengthy discussion, says that Rashi got the whole thing wrong, he misunderstood the Medrash, and he presents the correct understanding of the Medrash. So he himself presents two different opinions of what he thinks happened, all of which is opposed to Rashi's lengthy discussion. It's way too complicated and detailed to work through right now. What I want to share is the Ramban's two simple approaches, condensed, and then two thoughts that he has based on this entire episode. The two opinions, as the Ramban understands it, what happens is as follows. The first opinion in the Medrash, the Ramban says, is that the place where Yaakov left from, he went from Hebron to Beersheba, because that's the place where Yitzchak had originally asked permission from Hashem to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hashem, of course, declined that and denied Yitzchak the ability to leave, but he was in Beersheba when he was given that command. So Yaakov decided to do the same thing as his father did, went to Beersheba to find out whether or not he should leave or not. It was in Beersheba that he has the dream, according to the first opinion in the Medrash. The bottom of the ladder is in Beersheba where he is, and the top of the ladder is over Yerushalayim. That's how the Ramban understands the first opinion. None of this is going to be like Rashi. If you're familiar with Rashi, this is not his approach. According to the first approach, he was sleeping in Beersheba. The top of the ladder was in Yerushalayim. When he declared, Zeh Shar HaShemayim v'zeh Beis Elokim, the Shar HaShemayim refers to Beersheba. Beis Elokim, the house of Hashem, refers to Yerushalayim. He wakes up, and then he takes the stones upon which he had slept with him to Beis El, a new place, and erects the monument, the altar, there. That's Ramban's first opinion. Second opinion is a little bit reversed, that he actually went to sleep in Yerushalayim. Again, the first opinion is he went to sleep in Beersheba and saw the top of the ladder extending over Yerushalayim. The second opinion is that he went to sleep in Yerushalayim and the top of the ladder extended to Beis El. And the two places that he's referring to, the Shara Shemayim and the Beis Elokim, is Yerushalayim and Beis El, and Beersheba is left out of the equation according to that second opinion. Be that as it may, those are the two approaches that he has as to where he slept. Whether or not he slept in Beersheba and saw the ladder over Yerushalayim, or he slept in Yerushalayim and saw the ladder over Beis El. That's the Ramban's approaches. All of those are different than Rashi. What's the significance of this whole concept? We discussed a little bit last night, but let me just share quickly two things that the Ramban takes out of this. Number one, he quotes the Medrash at the very end, that the idea that Yaakov took these 12 stones. And the Ramban is working within the opinion that the place where Yaakov actually slept when he's quoting this Medrash is Yerushalayim itself. And the stones that he took were the actual stones upon which his father Yitzchak had been bound by his father Avraham at the time of the Akedah. And he took 12 of those stones upon which he would sleep. And the Ramban, quoting the Medrash, says this was lehodiolo, to let him know that he was eventually destined to have 12 sons. And what, of course, happens to those 12 stones by the time he wakes up in the morning? Chazal say they miraculously became one. That, says the Ramban, was to show him that his 12 sons would eventually become one in fulfillment of the pasuk Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, that the 12 different tribes, the 12 different aspects of Klal Yisrael represented by the sons of Yaakov, would eventually merge into one unified whole, Klal Yisrael, as will eventually be a Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Secondly, says the Ramban, what's the significance of the fact that Yaakov wakes up and he's frightened? He wakes up by Yirah, he's in great fear, and he says, I didn't realize how holy this place was. The Ramban quotes from the Medrash, Mikana Talamat, from the fact that Yaakov had gone there to daven, as Chazal say, and he wakes up in the morning with this great fright. Shekol ha-mispalo v'Yerushalayim, anyone who is zoicha to daven in Yerushalayim, ki'ivu mispalo lifnei kisei ha-kavod. It's as if you have davened directly before the kisei ha-kavod. So great is the power of being able to daven in Yerushalayim itself, the Shar ha-shamayim, the gates of heaven and the Beis Elokim. If you're mispalo, if you have the privilege to daven in Yerushalayim, that's as if you have davened in front of the kisei ha-kavod. You're standing before Hashem's throne of glory. Sheshar shemayim hu pasuach l'shmoya tfilosa nishal yishol, because that's where the gates of heavens are opened to be able to hear the tfilos of Yisrael, as he exclaims, Zer shar hashemayim. There's a certain power that Chazal understood Yaakov was teaching us when he wakes up with this great fear. I didn't realize I was in this place. This is where the tfilos of Klal Yisrael can be heard. This is as if you're davening mamish, literally in front of the kisei hakavod, when you're able to daven in Yerushalayim. The Rabban concludes his discussion of the Medrash with his Kabbalistic ideas. The Medrash that says that Hashem took this stone once Yaakov woke up and he was upon this one unified stone, and Hashem took this stone and with his right leg, whatever the meaning of that is, I am not sure, and he buried it deep in the depths of the world, and from that stone sprouted out the place from which the Beit HaMikdash Va'aleha Heichal Hashem Omed, from that place is where the Beit HaMikdash would eventually stand. That's why the Rabban writes it's called the Evan Shasiya, the foundation stone upon which the Beit HaMikdash was. Really, that stone that Yaakov had slept on, the original 12 stones which had unified into one, when he wakes up and he makes an altar and he makes a mizbeach out of it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu took that stone, buried it in the depths, and it was from that stone that the Beis HaMikdash itself would eventually be built out of. That says Nirvanas from the Medrash. And we see the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash from here, remaining out of the Evan Shasiya, the foundation stone, which was all traced back to this dream and this vision that Yaakov has, according to Chazal, on Har HaMoriah. According to that second opinion, that's where he was actually sleeping. That's the Ramban's approach. If you want to look into it, it's a very lengthy Ramban, and of course Rashi has a separate approach to that. So